Our second speaker, who is Dennis L.
Good morning. I'm a recovering addict. My name is Dennis L. And I'm grateful to God for bringing me to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. But I'm more grateful because the fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous has brought me closer to God and my understanding, which has given me a much fuller and richer relationship with God. I want to thank Gigi for setting the stage, Gigi. You did a wonderful job. Yeah. I don't know if anybody noticed, but when we came in here, there's a few people, you know, straggling, you know, how folks get hit early, try to set up on the front row and shit, right? Gigi was here, and she was, like, shaking like a leaf on a tree. And I'm like, damn, I'm scared of the motherfucker too, right? I'm like, how is two scared motherfuckers supposed to carry a message of hope? Hey. So I did like any other scared, you know, you be smoking dope and you done some crime, you got the shakes, and you scared, you get another scared motherfucker, and y'all leave the spot, and go get you a fresh hit, because you cool by yourself. So that's what we did. We went out there in the hall and we prayed. And there's something about the power in prayer. Hey, I know before I delve into this topic, because this is a drunk shit topic. It is. A sick mind with a cosigner. How in the fuck you gonna give a recovering addict a topic saying you sick with a cosigner? Huh? So how you supposed to put that in, like, in a numerical sequence? So, hey. I mean, how you supposed to put that together and say, I'm gonna give you a shot of hope, but you know I'm sick? Because if that's the case, we've been sick for a long motherfucking time, huh? But we went and prayed, and man, God stepped in, and I had a whole bunch of real slick, hip, and cool shit I found in the literature I was going to share about, and, you know, and she fucked around and started crying, and now, I don't know what God about to use me with now. I just know that God is about to utilize me as a vessel, right? To carry the message. And part of our prayer was, look, I don't care who get the message. It ain't about the capacity of the people that's in the room today. I believe this. I believe it's about one addict. Just one. I mean, just one. Just one to get the message that you ain't never got to use again. Look, just one addict that you too can find a new way to live. Look, just one addict, just one person say, you know what? I think I got the desire to never use again. So, here we go. I always do this, right? I'm old now. I ain't that fucking old, but I'm old. I wear glasses, yeah. Yep, and I got these from CVS the other day because I fucked my other shit up, right? This is how old I am. I wear glasses, but I'm so old, I lost my real glasses. That's some sick shit, ain't it? So what I did, and I'm going to do this, this is for the, so we all be on the same page, right? I write definitions down because I want to make sure everybody like me. They say a sick mind with a cosigner, Tony. Well, everybody just ain't sick. So everybody can get some of this, right? So I wrote the shit down. That's right. How's this for you, right? An ailing mind with a cosigner. Yeah. What about a bad mind with a cosigner? Oh, it gets deeper now, right? What about an ill mind with a cosigner? Somebody said, here's one y'all can identify with, an unhealthy mind with a cosigner. They had another one in there, but I didn't want to say it, but fuck it, here it is. They said a punk mind with a cosigner. Yeah, being punk is like being sick, right? You know, look like you kind of punkish today there, brother. You all right? Hey, I'm just saying, I want to make sure I'm with the right people in here, right? What about this one here? An out-of-sort mind person with a cosigner. This is one I use when I don't want to go to work. Under the weather mind person with a cosigner. Huh? Now we everybody know, you know, what we talking about when we talking about being sick. Somewhere I read in the basic text. Better find it, because there's one or two NA police in here. GG, if I fuck it up, they'll say, book them, Dano. Yeah, you know, y'all know, yeah, you know, you got NA police in New York, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Atlanta in the house too, right? Yeah, Ohio, and of course here in Maryland, you got them, right? So I want to read it out of here, because this is some deep shit. It's, look, sick. After coming to NA, we realized we were sick people. It says we suffer from a disease in which there is no known cure. It can, however, be arrested at some point, and recovery is then possible. Well, I'm glad you read that, Dennis L. So where the fuck are you going? Okay, I'm sick. I'm in NA. I'm sick. I'm really sick. I ain't ailing sick. I ain't dope sick no more. Well, let's talk about the sickness part. What about when you become emotionally sick? Oh, it gets deeper. What about when you get spiritually sick and you got a cosigner? Who's the cosigner? Well, I'm glad you asked. The cosigner for us in the process of recovery, right, seems to be what our character defects. Oh, look, hey, because look, sometimes I don't realize that I'm sick, but my character defect will remind me that I'm sick when I hurt somebody. Oh, like y'all ain't never went home and said, damn, I did that shit again. Oh, I got, my mind be telling me that I'm okay. Look, I have a disease of addiction that sometimes tells me that I don't have a disease. Look, I'll get so caught up in the here and now. You know, they say, share where you're at right now. In the here and now shit. I'll get so caught up in the here and now, and if my mind is not properly prepared right, my here and now would think that I'm better than you. Watch out now. I know. Uh-huh. I'm real nervous. Yes, I am, huh? I don't know why, because I'm about to share some shit on me, right? And I want some real freedom. Y'all been enjoying the convention? Yeah, I mean, I had a great time yesterday. The speakers lit the house up. I went to the 12 o'clock meeting, right? And the sister from Virginia, she opened it up for us. She dropped it like it was hot. I went to the 10:30 meeting last night, right? And that twisted my deodorant under my arms and shit. Huh? Yeah, and I heard somebody else say yes, and it just blew my wig back, and I said, you know what, I got a level of freedom yesterday. And I said, I'm gonna do some service work. I gave me one of those green neon type of shirts and hugged a whole bunch of recovering folks. It was somebody I hugged that was funky than a motherfucker though, right? And then I said, I got to share Saturday morning, and God been telling me that, you know what, now it's time for you, Dennis, to get some real freedom. So I want to talk to those who want some real freedom now, man. I was like, you know, feeling something, man, and I'm looking at how my sickness is and how I get caught up with these character defects, right? And I gave them a new name. I like to call them special agents now. Yeah, I got an agent that fucks with me on the regular called agent manipulation. I mean, say sometimes when I can be aware of agent manipulation, right? And then agent manipulation will flip the script and come real subtle upon me and start telling me some hip, slick, and cool shit like what Gigi was sharing. Shit, if you do all that for a man, fuck it, I'm free. Yeah, and I'll find myself caught up with this sister here, right? Acting like we cookie crunch, you dig? And everything is copacetic, right? But back home at the ranch, here it is, I got another woman on that side of town and one on that side of town, and I think I'm free because she in fucking New York. Yeah, I'm talking about these cosigners. Yeah, everybody know what a cosigner is. Anybody here who ain't never had a cosigner, raise your left hand. Everybody had a cosigner. I even wrote the definition of a cosigner now because I always thought it was just my mama, right? Yeah, it says this, the second signature on the promissory note. Look, my cosigner ain't got to be another person no more, right? My cosigners come from within. I'm talking about I ain't talking about the get high piece no more, honey. Let's say under the disease of addiction, right, where we start talking about these cosigners that lie with us everywhere we go. Boy, she look good. Damn, how many days she got? Oh, you new, ain't you, huh? Oh, you less than a year, huh? Who your sponsor? What meeting you go to? Are you working any steps? Oh, don't worry. Look, I got a bunch of books up here. Look. Oh, y'all don't work out the flat book, huh? What you want, some coffee? Yeah, huh? And look, within the last 2 years, my co-signer has approved some shit just like that. Just talking about me. If the shoe fit, wear it. If it don't apply, fuck it, let it fly. Look, my disease has told me, you know what, Dennis, you've been going through so much shit in your life, what you need to do is find something outside of you to make you feel whole. So fuck it, she ain't got nothing but 30 days, she's a good one. Cause she gonna help, matter of fact, she gonna be the double co-signer with your sick ass. Yeah, look, in the last 2 years, here's my script for the last 2 years, right? And I think I might be a little bit ahead of myself, right? I'm going to set it up so you can really see what I'm talking about. Within the last 2 years, right, I've lost a relationship. I've lost a job. I've gained a job. I had a baby. The baby done died, right? I shared about that here last year, right? I've been, you know, working this job now that I've been fooling myself. I've been telling people that I got a good job, work in D.C., work for, you know, this organization that's a like a household name, and I ain't making nothing, but I ain't tell y'all this part here. I don't make nothing but $15 an hour, right? And that, you know, when you get a lot of clean time, that image jumps out, and you can't come here and tell nobody what you really been doing. That's that cosigner shit. You know, where you barely, you living under the radar. You know, but you call yourself really recovering, right? Because now the only thing really recovering is this here, right? How many more women you can get who got the best tennis shoes? And you know I got to have the flyest outfit at the goddamn Ocean City Convention. Because you know what we do? We got to buy some fresh shit when we come down here. So I've been dealing with these little agents, right? These agents, right? Like agent manipulation and that agent lust, right? And I've been dealing with the biggest of them all, Joe, right? Agent deceitfulness. Which has a co-partner that runs around with agent deceitfulness called agent dishonesty. It ain't so much that I'm being so dishonest with you, but I'm being dishonest with me. Because back home at the ranch, that's where I feel the pain that I've caused. Mama would say, well, how you know you in pain? And she enjoyed it. Or they like what you're doing. How you know they, look, honey, how you know they in pain? How you know you in pain? How you know it's one of them agents that fucked your day up? Well, I'm glad you asked. Now, I study the literature, right? Now, a product of the literature, and I hold no apologies for it, right? And I need to always make sure that I'm following Narcotics Anonymous literature, right? Because I can read those other books, right, and get a spiritual awakening and be higher than a motherfucker, right? But check this out. This is how I know when my agent done showed up. Yeah, this is the sixth step. It works high and wide. Told you I get the NA police in this motherfucker. Somebody said, yeah, yeah. Now check it out. This is some deep shit. This is on page 60, and it works how and why. This is how I know when one of my agents done showed up. You know, the co-signer done showed up. Our growing awareness of our defects often causes us pain. We've all heard the expression, ignorance is bliss, but we are no longer ignorant of our character defects. And this awareness hurts. All of a sudden, we'll notice a wounded look in the eyes of a friend after we've acted out on one of our less endearing traits. We'll hang our heads in shame, mumble an apology, and probably beat ourselves inwardly for being so callous one more time. We feel sick inside, knowing how our actions adversely affect the people in our lives. We are sick and tired of being the people we have been, but this feeling compels us to change and grow. Look, we want to be different. Look how I know that my agent is acting out, because when I do it, I see it in your eyes. I see I done fucked up again. I see I done dropped the ball when I done slept with another newcomer. I see it when I come in here and I'm being dishonest. I see it when I'm being deceitful. I see it when I act like I ain't doing nothing. We talking about a program that brings us to a point where we become aware, not about the drugs no more, but about our behavior. Look, we can run around here and manipulate our fucking clean time and say I got X amount of time and I'm living good, but you really fucking people up, Dennis. When your recovery seems to be predicated on how much time you got. In my area, look, this is what they say. They say I'm Joe Blow and I got 20 years before they say shit. Like, who gives a fuck about them 20 years? Somewhere I read in the literature, right, it says this here. It says the therapeutic value of one addict helping another is without parallel. It says an addict with one day can help somebody. So look, your clean time don't mean shit. Yeah, I want to be free, huh? Look, I want to get to a point in my life, right, that it ain't about me coming in here showing y'all how great I'm living. Look, I have a disease, man, that is in the business of manipulating me. It will bullshit me. Like it will have me, check this out, it will have me stop buying my own dummy bags from me. It will have me believing my sick ass shit. It will have me believing that I'm really okay, but I'm really fucked up. And the fucked upness you got, Dennis, means that you're okay because you have gotten comfortable being fucked up. You ever get comfortable being, like, fucked up? I mean, so comfortable being fucked up that you got to find people who are just like you. And they fucked up too, huh? Look, and that uncomfortability, right, becomes so used to it, right, you start looking for everybody just like that to help you co-sign your shit. Look, not just your sponsor no more, huh? Not your sponsee family. Now you done got comfortable sharing shit with folks who ain't even in the fellowship, thinking they gonna give you some help. And here it is. They don't even know how sick your ass is. Because you know it's anonymous, right, huh? So I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying, huh? I mean, I want to get to a point where I don't want to find people like me. I want somebody to be by my side that's going to help me. Huh? Look, I got a sponsee, a couple of guys I work with, right, and a great sponsor, man. And look, my sponsees ain't got a lot of clean time. But what they got is what they got is this, honey. They got something that I think I got down packed, right? What they have is this here. Common sense. My disease done told me, you know, you got common sense. Fuck everybody else. You good? And Kevin or Alex or Brandon, they'll come and say, you know what, that's really fucked up what you're doing, Sponce. And I'm like, man, what the fuck are you talking about? Read the first step. Or they'll say, you know, Sponce, that ain't spiritual enough, you know what I mean? Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You just on step two. You still practicing some insanity and shit, huh? Hey, I'm just sharing, right? So I got to get, you know, in a posture, right? Here's the shot of hope. I want God to put me in a posture, right, to not only make me aware of my character defects slash agents slash special agents slash the motherfucking people that co-signed my bullshit, right? I want God to put me in a position, right, or a posture so I can become aware of when I'm doing it. Because, hey, here's the hope, right? Here's the hope, right? Once I know that I see it, then I can get better. And once I get better, hey, 11th step says, the more spiritually we grounded we get and the closer we get connected with God, the more we'll start seeing this Flatbook shit here, y'all. We'll start seeing how our friends dissipate. We might not have as many people in the fellowship that love us now. Because, see, you getting closer to God, Dennis, and when you start getting closer to God and you start living in the seventh step, it works high and wide, in the realm of the Spirit of God, what happens is people who used to know you don't want to be around you because you become so spiritually fit on that spiritual journey to get closer to God that now they look at you like something really wrong with you. But the Spirit tells you on the inside, right, that now I know God and I see people. 11th step, basic text. Sometimes God only shows us a fleeting glimpse of the person he wants us to be. And you start looking at people who are doing some fucked up shit and you say, thank you, God, for showing me what not to be like. God ain't gonna always show you, Dennis, the little angel with the wings. He ain't always going to give you this good stuff. Sometimes God going to start showing you so you can get better what not to be like. That's a shot of hope. I'm talking about now where you start working some serious step work. We talking about some people who want some real freedom. Real freedom to do it, where you just say, you know what? God is my greatest source of strength and courage. Look, when you get to a point where you no longer put a question mark where God done put a period. When that baby died, right, I put a question mark where God put a period, honey. I was questioning God. I said, God, why you take Chanel away from me? God, she had a beautiful life. You know, she had a nice family. You know, she was going to grow up in this household and go to college, right, and make some commercials and shit, right? And he took and I questioned God. You know, my home group member right here, Joe, I came to my home group and I cried, slang, snot everywhere. And you know how everybody come to you and say, it's going to be all right and all that. And for that moment, I felt real good and in peace and harmony with God. But when I went back home, because I wasn't connected with God, I was still questioning why God do what God do. I was fucked up. And that's when I started acting out. Because I was fucked up. I started acting out to a point I started looking at folks to help me look better, feel better, sexually make me feel better, financially make me feel better. Matter of fact, outwardly, materialistically make me feel better. And I didn't want to fuck with nobody who like really knew me for the last 20 years, right? And I started looking at them newer members that was coming into fellowship that was looking fresh. Still twitching a little bit, right? they fingerprints hadn't even come back, got burnt off and shit, right? But they had a body on them, huh? Man, I'm telling you, look, when we lose that connection with God, we start doing some of the outrageous sort of nonsense. I think they talk about that in the second step, huh? I'm talking about when you start doing some crazy stuff that only you believe. Look, my whole day, look, I'm being free now, Joe. I ain't lying. I used to go to the home group. My home group, they love me. But I wouldn't tell them. They would ask me slick questions like, "You and her, what you and her doing?" That's just my friend. No, you ain't gonna, I ain't doing that, man. I ain't fucking with her like that. All right. My sponsor, he real slick. He always took me. His sponsor, he say, like this weekend, this is what he tell me. He said, "Where you staying at?" Like, damn, nigga, damn. Damn, you know. Can I creep and shit? Them agents, man. Them special agents. Them agents, man, that sometimes back us off up in a corner where we can't come out clean. Them agents, man, to make us feel sick and so sick of being sick and tired that you know that it just seems to fuck up our spirit, man. You know, this whole program that I'm in, right, this whole fellowship, shall I say, that I'm in reminds me of this here. It reminds me of it. I don't know if anybody familiar with computer stuff and IT stuff, right? I came into fellowship and my hard drive was fried. My hard drive was fried, man. And because my hard drive was fried, right, I had to come in here and get an IT person to put me back together. And the first thing they did was gave me a brand new motherboard. And when they gave me that brand new motherboard, right, something else they had to do. They had to, like, reprogram me. And once they began to reprogram me, right, they had to put some new software in there. Because the old Microsoft software that was installed in me, right, had a hellified virus in it. That was it. And that virus was fucked up. And they said, "You know what? You need, your security been breached. You need to have this in you." And y'all start giving me shit to help my motherboard so it won't freeze up on me or crash out. And the software they start giving me was like simple shit, like a hug when you come through the door. First, yeah, that was like a little mouse. Then they start giving me other stuff like new software, like a basic text. Then they gave me some other software like It Works High and Wide, the flat book. And the most important thing they gave me so my computer could really be good, right, was a sponsor. And I called a sponsor the energy cord that goes to the computer. Because without that cord in the back of the computer and you can't plug it in the wall, the fucking computer still won't work. So I had to give me a brand new electrical cord to go in the back of my computer and plug into my sponsor, who is plugged up into God, who is plugged into the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous, which has given me just one more day to find some real freedom and lose the desire to use drugs. I'm a recovering addict. My name is Dennis L. Thanks for letting me share.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you would call? Did you call you?
You call me, I'll come.
I just got out.
I come to New York. Can I get a hug now?
I went out, worked out.
You can sign my name tag, hey, Dennis.
Hey, I just want to tease him real quick, because this is the home group member. Yeah. Right? You know, I'm punching the holes enough. Yeah. But I just want to say something to you, because I know what just happened. And it's old. It's born free, and free as the wind blow.
Yeah, I tell you that.
God damn! I said,
right now, it's on. That's all I'm saying.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, I'm glad you, I like your introduction.
Oh, you did? What I did, I forgot.
Hey, look, I'm over there with Jimmy Jackson.
Right down the street here, alone. Come on, GG.
That was like some Compton and Long Beach shit there. Y'all complimented each other.
No,
y'all did that. Yeah, she hit the ball and you brought us home, didn't you? Y'all shit y'all ass off, Dennis. What's your name? I'm Velma from St. Louis. We're your friends.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Yeah, look, I need to come to St. Louis.
Yeah,
I
you really
come
do.
To Slacker. Yeah, I should be
that's
there.
What it's called. I'm
come.
Sorry.
Oh, wow.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, I'm an inboxer.
All right, cool.
I'll inbox
you.
All right. Good message.
Hey, can I get your number?
Sure.
And where'd you have that when you was talking about out of the work sound wide? You was talking
page 60.
Page 60.
Right here.
Okay, ooh. Step six.
That's six steps.
That's what I'm
right.
working on now.
Well, that's, man, look. Get to that piece.
All right. What's your number, Denzel?
D-E-N-Z-E-L? Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh.
240-482-58-3-0.
And I'm Manny from Buffalo,
Manny.
Denzel.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. When I come and I hear some people that I like, you know, you might not hear from me in the future, but in the future you'll hear from me.
Call me, man.
I listen to y'all CDs over and over, and I pick up stuff, and then I'm going to call and ask some questions about it.
Call me.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what we're here for.
All right. Love you, man.
Love you, man.
Thanks.
All right.
Honey.
Good job, baby. Hey, boy, she set the stage, and you just brought them all home, baby. Yes, sir.
So, no. You know, I'm sitting there, I'm saying, I said, I hope you don't say the hitting the head stuff. So I'm sitting in there, and you start hitting me in the head, man. And I'm sitting there, I say, I want to justify. I say, I'm not really pulling in no new things. She's a relapse, so it don't, I'm trying to say, you know, so, you know, I'm 6 years old. I'm 24 years old. So
right.
Anybody's scared to tell me anything.
That's what I'm saying.
Except somebody with 28.
Right.
She's been here for 18 years. She just keeps starting off. You need to give her a break. He got all the arguments that I would tell you.
Look, she got a nice ass, too.
Nice.
Probably get a best head, too.
Fantastic.
Yes. I didn't want to go too deep, right?
Yeah, that's what it is.
But I was like, I got to do this today.
Now I'm like saying, I said, no, Dennis didn't do that. You say how people look at you.
Uh-huh.
They look at you, but they, you know, they get to.
Damn, the agent that showed up.
I said, damn, that's the look. I said, somebody turn around. I said,
go ahead, though. Go.
Stop.
Love you, man.
Take care, man. All right. I'll get better.
What's up, Bob?
Good job, man.
In the June or July.
Which one?
The third weekend of June or the first or third weekend of July.
This is July. I got to be New Orleans. I want to plan too. At least start to see her face, you know.
I don't want to hear that other one.
Who is it? No.
Thank you.
on, baby. I got you. Hold on for a second. Sherman, okay, I'm in ballroom 2, hurt people, I don't see no secretary up here. Can y'all see if y'all have a secretary? If not, I'm going to let Jamila do it. Ballroom, what's this, ballroom 2 or ballroom 3? This ballroom 2, okay? Sherman. Sherman, you still on the phone? If not, Jamila's in here. She's secretary for us if nobody's on there. How you doing? Hello?